Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for somebody's favorite radio program.
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Hello there. Ooh, wow. I need some water, as Andy Reid once said.
Here you go, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I'm all choked up with emotion. I'm so sad to start today's program, Harry Mayes. It's a Monday. It's a manic Monday. And as a process truster from way back in the day, Harry, it saddens me to say the process has been flushed. We would like to thank the ownership group, the coaching staff, the scouting department, the general manager, the mascot, the in-between quarter hosts, the broadcasters, anybody who had anything to do with the Philadelphia 76ers over the last 6 years, Harry, it is time to give it up. And it's also time today to give your mea culpas to Tony Bruno.
This goes back even further than 6 years. This is like 8 years.
Okay, I'm just trying to make it.
Because I believe it was 2013 when they drafted Nerlens Noel and Michael Carter Williams.
2013, and then Andrew Bynum, right, who was a great bowler but never saw the basketball
field. Right. When they could have had, what, C.J. McCollum or Giannis Antetokounmpo in that draft. I mean, the hindsight is all unbelievable.
I'm trying to be kind here. Because
never trusted the process.
Trusted the process.
I did.
I know you did. And so did Eitan. Eitan's coming after me on Twitter telling me, oh, nobody knows about the process more than I do. There's no local guy here. Where the hell have I been? In Siberia? I remember sitting in meetings, Harry Mayes, with the hierarchy of the 76ers when we were both at the radio station that had the rights to the thing and being told not to rip the process.
Yeah, don't criticize right.
Don't
the
criticize
process.
It. And that's the wrong thing to say to me. When you tell me not to talk about something that is consumer fraud, guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to pay attention. Because my job is to be the conduit to the fans, not some slapdick podcaster or program director of a radio station who has a podcast and 75 other people who have 6 podcasts and put banners up and altars and candles and light them to Sam Hinkie. The biggest fraud in the history of the NBA, a man who committed consumer fraud for how many years, Harry? Not one, not two, not three, but
four!
4 years. How many wins in 4 years, Harry? 47 wins, 199 losses, 25-game losing streaks.
Twice. Yes.
A 10-win season.
And a 10-win right. season in there. And by the way, that makes Sam Hinkie a genius. Because by sucking and defrauding paying customers to go out and watch D-League, not even G-League.
Not even D-League.
It was guys off the street, yeah. Harry. And then you wanted people to pay it and then told them that this is the way to win a championship. And pretty much the same Philadelphia sports fans, Harry, who can't take one losing season from the Eagles after winning a Super Bowl, who are after the coach and after the quarterback after they won a Super Bowl, have given this organization, the ownership and the 76ers, have gotten the biggest free pass in Philly sports history. Am I wrong?
No, you're right about that. It is remarkable what they've put fans through, and the fans largely accepted. Not everybody accepted it, but a big group, including me, accepted that that was the idea, to go try to get to the top of the draft year after year for a while and try to get the best assets. I'm using Sam Hinkie's, you know, verbiage here. And thus far, it's been an absolute failure.
And I understand. I didn't have a better way. You know, when people say, well, what's your better way? I'm not the general manager. I'm not the owner. I don't have a better way. But guess what? Just because other teams tanked and then got the guy they wanted doesn't mean that tanking for 4 years is going to guarantee you anything. Because remember, Embiid fell into their laps as the third pick because he was passed up because he was hurt.
Right.
And then,
that was the Wiggins draft.
Yes.
Yes.
And everybody wanted wingless for Wiggins and all the other hashtags, right? And then what were some of the other guys at the whole fan base? We got to get this guy number one.
Well, they ended up getting Ben Simmons number one.
And he was guess what? He was the consensus pick.
Right, right.
I had no problem with him taking Ben
Simmons. But he still has flaws in his game
and
weaknesses in his game that he has
yet
to fix.
And he can't shoot now.
Which is a big
problem. There were some critics for Ben Simmons, if you remember. He was at LSU for one season.
Oh, yeah.
And he decided not to play. His team didn't make the tournament, if I remember correctly.
They did not.
And he refused to play in the NIT. He didn't travel with his team. He said, no, I don't want to get hurt.
And he was making that movie, that documentary.
It seemed like
he was more interested just in himself than his team and
exactly.
all that stuff. Yeah, you're right.
The draft experts were like, was this kid, was his head really in it, blah, blah, blah.
By the way, we're going to have John Gonzalez, who's a draft expert. And he's a process truster, and he's a friend of the show.
Right.
Because he was here then. Now, of course, he's out in California. He writes for The Ringer.
I think he has a little statue, a head of Sam Hinkie in his house.
Candles.
Yes.
And the banner.
It's like a Buddha statue.
Well, look, thus far, until the process delivers a championship, because that's the goal, right?
Exactly.
It has been a failure. It's still in the works because you still have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, you know, and some of these other, you know, assets and so forth. But to me, they kept the wrong guys. They drafted the wrong guys. They traded for and then traded away some of the wrong. Like, they accumulated assets, which was the goal of the thing, to win a championship. They did all that. They just didn't manage the assets properly.
Well, and in the meantime, the fans have suffered with really crappy teams for the last several years.
Well, in the last couple of years, they've been good teams in the regular season.
Yeah, and they had some good pieces.
But those first 4 years were awful.
In the NBA, all you need is two main cogs, and then your job is to put around them competent players
and they haven't
who
done
facilitate.
That.
This team this year, we saw it from the beginning. People are going after me all night and all morning. Well, you know, look at the guys they had. Look at all the pieces that they got rid of that are still productive players on other teams in the NBA.
Right.
Guys that they traded away. So listen, I'm no expert. I'm not saying I had a better idea. But to suggest that the process is still not complete, how are they going to fix it now? They've got contracts that they couldn't give away. Tobias Harris, disaster. And they got sucked in last year.
Horford.
Al Horford, because he played well against him when he was at the Sixers.
Now all of a sudden he looks like he's 58 years old.
Yeah, he looks older than me, and I'm out there flounder fishing, look like Ernest Hemingway out there yesterday.
Right.
In Delaware, looking like a redneck. Bottom line is this. Flush the process. That's the hashtag today, Harry.
Is that what it is?
Flush the process.
I think you're going to be flushing Brett Brown here in the next day or two.
And again, I don't call for heads. I don't call for firings. But I told
you. Well, it has to happen.
Yeah, he's got it.
He's got to go.
Is there any way that the 76er fan base, even the strappers who trust the process and all have their emergency podcast going on and still have their Sam Hinkie banners hanging in their basements where they do their podcasts? I'm in my basement, but at least I'm on somewhere, somehow. You know what I'm saying, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you go back and you can go back through all these drafts, you know, where they had assets at the top of the board.
Yep.
You know, or in the lottery, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you look at when they took Jahlil Okafor.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Porzingis was on the board at 4. There was a lot of people saying that, you know, he didn't want to come to Philadelphia. He wanted to go to New York. Well, he's no longer with New York, too. I don't know what would have happened if they would have gotten Porzingis.
I don't know either.
You know, who knows? But Okafor was the wrong pick. That we can agree on.
We knew it was the wrong pick.
Okay.
And then Fultz. Let's remember, the Fultz draft. Because
they didn't have to trade to get
exactly.
Fultz.
Exactly. Here's my point.
Could have taken him.
It wasn't – people are blaming, well, that's two general managers ago. Does it matter? If you have a general manager in place, I don't care if his wife's using her stupid burner phone and that stuff. That's just part of the stupid world of pro sports. Colangelo was a disaster. Elton Brand, he's the guy that went out and got Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And because Brett Brown, his coach, didn't want Jimmy Butler, He forced him out of here, and guess where he went? Miami. Look at Miami. They're about to beat the Indiana Pacers.
Right. He could have maxed Jimmy Butler instead
Absolutely.
Of Tobias Harris, and Jimmy Butler would be here.
Exactly. Jimmy Butler is a gamer.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Right.
They got a couple guys in here, gave him a lot of money, and they're not a good fit. It's a bad fit, and somebody's got to take the fall for this. That's how it works in tough sports towns. In some sports towns, it doesn't matter.
It's a results-oriented business.
Exactly.
And it's always going to be.
And in a city that prides itself not on just trying to get coaches fired, but realizing that you can't get 7 years, a seven-year reprieve in this day and age of win now, and then this has been the most fickle, uneducated basketball fan base, and this is a great basketball city. And we got young 20-somethings who think they know basketball because they play fantasy, and they don't know crap. They don't know jack squat about basketball.
Now, who are you talking about here? Rothstein?
Are you going at it with him, man?
No,
he's all right.
All right, I'll take it.
He's all right.
Listen, an all right from Tony.
He's a process strapper, too.
Yes.
He's a process strapper.
I'm not full-blown process strapper. I'm somewhere in the middle. You know what the problem is, Tone? For
what?
4 years, we said to kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
You finally get all these pieces, and you just said this. But now, oh, no, Embiid's too young. You got to give him time. Simmons is too young. You got to give him time. The dude hasn't shot a basketball in 3 years after 4 years of consumer fraud. So I am with you.
That's
on
what
all
my
that.
Problem is. I don't care if you want to go pay for inferior products. You know, if somebody says, hey, there's a show in town and it gets terrible reviews, but you got to pay a lot of money to go see it. Would you go pay a lot of money just because your friends like it?
Well, I mean,
I don't listen to critics. I'm talking about a TV show. Some friends, you got to watch this TV show.
Right.
Now, you don't have to get dressed, go out, pay for parking, pay for tickets. And
no,
all
I mean,
that.
There is an entertainment value regardless of winning
exactly,
or losing.
Exactly.
I do too. Right. Yeah.
But Sam Hinkie, and I'm not defending Hinkie.
Sam Hinkie was a fraud. He never had any accomplishments as a general manager.
I'm with you.
He was an assistant. He never had any cred anywhere. And guess what? Since he was run out of the NBA, he's still body surfing out there in Northern California.
Body surfing.
How good is he if nobody else wanted to hire him?
Right.
People hire me, but they won't hire Sam Hinkie. They hire me when there's no sports, but Sam Hinkie is unhirable. So how good is Sam Hinkie if he can't get a job?
Now that sports are Sam Hinkie, sorry, Harry.
Oh, body surfing.
Sam Hinkie in a rash guard and a boogie board.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Eddie Powers.
Is he a boogie board or is he a body surfing?
He's
dude?
A boogie boarder.
Boogie,
you think
board,
so?
Bro.
Yeah,
totally.
Does his boogie board have the fins in it?
Oh yeah, it's yeah. Got the fins. In it.
Yeah, bra.
But think about anything else, any other like product, and they come out and they say, okay, we're going to make a product that is not as good as the product that you're expecting. We're putting less, you know, the ingredients are worse. It's not going to taste as good, but we're going to charge you the same amount.
Right.
For who knows how long. And we want you to still buy this product.
Until we get better parts to make the product better.
And then, you know, we hope that it's going to make the product better down the road, but we still want you to buy this at the exact same price
as before.
And
people, there's a sucker born every day.
Sure.
Snake oil salesman. They'll convince you that this is going to work. And again, I'm not happy that the process bombed. I'm a fan.
I had season tickets 1 year.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had one of those packages that they got.
I
didn't have them for the old.
Did you have the 10-win season or the 19-win season?
No, I think mine was the season after that when they won like 28 games, I think.
Yeah, that was the season after.
I think it was 28.
The 10-win season, they paid you to walk into the Wells Fargo
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, I'll tell you. They should have.
About 9,000 fans a game there.
Anyway.
But I hate this team now.
I really don't like them. I hate the ownership group, and I've done that from day one. I told you these guys were slumlords looking for distressed properties in Kensington and then trying to build them up and sell them as a product. And they need to unload this team. Go buy some other distressed team and sell this team to people who want to win, who aren't just, you know, again, I have no problem with capitalism. They're going to make a nice profit on this thing. It was like Norman Brayman when he sold the Eagles.
No question.
You know, when he bought the Eagles from Leonard Toews, who was destitute because he spent all his money wasting it on gambling and lost it all. And then Norman Brayman came in, a Miami car dealer who grew up here and was selling cars in Miami, and he buys a distressed property and should have won a Super Bowl with it but didn't have what it took and didn't care about winning a Super Bowl, Harry. And when you have a champ, when you have a guy, an owner comes in, and it happens in every city, not just here, it's a disgrace.
AJ.
This is the most disgraceful, and there have been a lot of bad ownership groups in this town.
Mm.
AJ in San Antonio said, Miss Robin just described White Claw.
Exactly. Anyway, John Gonzalez is going to join us. You know who else? We're going to go to a man right now who is doing the play-by-play and has the best player in the NBA to watch play every single night.
I'll tell you, that was
not
something.
LeBron.
Nope.
Not Kawhi.
Nope.
Luka, baby.
Luka. Kawhi got lost on a switch on that play.
You know what? That bitch-ass white boy can play.
I'll
Aaron.
Tell you what, he
For
can.
For a 21-year-old bitch-ass white boy,
right.
he can hoop.
He has now turned that into a compliment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? On a sprained ankle, no less.
Exactly.
I saw him. Last I saw him before that game, was hobbling up the tunnel. I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're done.
The
right.
He's single-handedly beating Kawhi in the Clippers.
And Porzingis didn't even play.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's an outrage. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Baseball, football, hockey, golf. Dustin Johnson, Harry.
Dude, he was playing a different golf course.
Damn right. We're coming right back. The great John Gonzalez for the Ringer. And a whole bunch of other good stuff. We're just getting started, so don't go anywhere, kids. And if you want to call and give me
your business.
Your
next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Oops. Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here on a Monday, a manic Monday, but so much going on. We got NFL news. Apparently, even the NFL's tests aren't being conducted properly.
Right.
false positives.
How about that? 77 of them, Tony.
I know. That's
all linked to the same lab in New Jersey.
What the hell's going on out
there? I don't know, man.
We got to go to a man right now who has the best hair, maybe,
wow,
in all of sports.
Look at this.
His hair is great.
Oh.
He trusted the process. You notice the Sam Hinkie banner has now been taken from his wall out in California. He once again is now burning it on the streets of L.A., out on the beach. He's going to Venice Beach, and he's going to be in a drum. You're going to be in a drum circle tonight, casting a spell on the process. Do you agree the process failed, and do you flush the process, John Gonzalez?
I'm burning some sage right now, Tony, trying to get the bad juju out of here. Wait a minute. How are we still talking about the process, though, when we're multiple general managers removed from Sam Hinkie? I mean, like, at what point do we say that this is just some other thing and not a continuation of what he put in motion?
Because Mike Greenberg said so.
And because because Joel Embiid kept tweeting, trust the process,
right,
up until like 2 weeks ago.
And all the podcasts.
And on the podcast.
Yeah.
You got 72 trust the podcast, trust the process podcasts. Are they going to still? They're the ones who keep telling me to trust the process. I didn't make that up. My new what one is hashtag flush the process.
I think whatever moment that we're in Sixers history right now, I think we can all agree that it is not working. This is not – this team as currently constructed is not a team that's going to go very far, and couldn't even steal a game against the Celtics. And a number of people pointed this out on Twitter. I'm sure you guys saw it, but – a couple years ago, they lost 4-1 to the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Then they go and overhaul the roster. They spend $300 million or whatever, or invest $300 million in this current group of players, and they lose 4-0 to the Celtics. So it's gotten worse.
Well, where do you think – what was the moment where you said, you know, this is starting to not look like it's going to ever succeed? Was there a moment, you know, in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, where you said, you know, I don't like where this is going?
No, I liked last year's team. I mean, I was in Toronto for the four bouncer, mm-hmm, and I know that everybody goes, oh, you know, well, they lost that game, so it doesn't – that proves that, it once again, that the process didn't work. Well, no, if one of those bounces, the ball goes out, and they go to overtime, who knows what happens?
Right.
I mean, the Raptors multiple times last year said that the Sixers were the toughest opponent they had faced. But then they went and they invested money in a really strange way, right? I mean, they didn't give Jimmy Butler the max that he wanted, so he wasn't going to stay. J.J. Redick, who was a scorer that they needed, a shooter that they needed, especially late in games, they let him walk. And instead, they doubled down on Tobias Harris, who I like Tobias Harris, but he's clearly not the third star that they wanted. And then they spent way, 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 way too much money on Al Horford, who doesn't fit. So this is like just a number of decisions that they compounded these mistakes. And it's like, you know, I think last year that version could have been something good, but they took a right one. Maybe they should have gone left.
No, I agree with you. I thought last year's team looked like a contender team, and all they had to do was make a couple of little adjustments and then maybe compete for the championship. But even having said all that, when we saw Horford and Tobias Harris and Jimmy, you know, and Jimmy Butler now taking Miami, and looks like they're going to finish off the Indiana Pacers.
They could sweep them.
I know. I mean, that's – so you're seeing Jimmy Butler – wherever he played, I mean, in the beginning he had problems with teammates, but he got in Joel Embiid's face a couple of times, and we've seen it on video, and I'm sure Brett Brown didn't like that. So Brett Brown, I believe, you can, you know, we can rip the ownership, you can rip the general manager, Elton Brand, but Brett Brown convinced the group that Jimmy Butler wasn't a good fit here, did he not?
I mean, there were reports that Brett and Ben Simmons were kind of tired of Jimmy's act, and that maybe Jimmy wasn't so thrilled with them either. Look, I thought with Jimmy Butler on that team with that roster, especially in the playoffs where you could run more pick and roll with him and take the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands, which is a different problem altogether, it was a better team and it functioned better. There was better spacing. It freed up JJ off of those dribble handoffs with Embiid. It was just the offense was a better flow. And if you look at those five guys and their offensive rating, it was incredible. That lineup was one of the best in the league last year. And then, you know, for any number of factors, it didn't work out and Jimmy ends up in Miami. But quite clearly, they've made some mistakes here and something has to change. I just don't know how they do it because they're hard capped.
Yeah, they're hard capped. And they also re-upped Elton Brand in his contract in the last year too, didn't they? I mean, Brett Brown can go, but...
Well, yeah, Brett's still under contract too, and it looks like, you know, somebody's going to have to take the fall for this thing, and I'd be very shocked if Brett sticks around.
Right.
But it looks like Elton might remain. So I just don't know what he does. I mean, to get somebody to take Al Horford off your hands, you're going to have to convince a general manager to take that three more years of a contract that looks ridiculous right now, and you're probably going to have to pay a premium to do it, which means surrendering picks that you don't have.
John Gonzalez, or still John Gonzalez, which I still don't understand. I don't understand why it's still.
It is John
Gonzalez.
Did
you change it to John Gonzalez? You don't still have John up there, do you?
He did not. Right here.
I still have John. I'm going to go to the courthouse and get it changed legally, Tony.
I'll tell you right now, I hate to do it to you, Gonzo, because you know we love you, man. John has jumped the shark more than Shark Week has jumped the shark after all these years.
Why do you still hate fun? I mean, you spend so much time shaking your fist at a cloud. Just let it go. Just try to relax over there.
I don't hate fun. Nobody has more fun than I do. If I don't have fun, I don't do this.
He never raised the cat. He never trusted the process.
Exactly,
he never did
right.
any of those things,
I don't
John.
Ring the bell. I don't ring the bell. What's the other one? Anywhere, anytime.
Right.
I've said that to women before, but not about sports teams.
Show your love.
Show
that was
your
another
love,
one.
Yeah.
Show your love.
Show your love, yeah.
Show your love. We all we got, we all we need.
Right, that one,
all
too.
Those things. Now, listen, I get it. That's why Twitter exists. If it weren't for hashtags, would we even be on Twitter? Let's be honest, John.
Fair enough.
Now, what's the T-shirt? It says, Get Mitch, for people watching us on Twitch. Get
yeah,
Mitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get
is
Mitch
now?
Or die trying. It's a anti-Mitch McConnell shirt for all your politically motivated people
Mitch.
Out there.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It would be great to get Mitch. I have a feeling that we will not get him.
Is that Cocaine Mitch?
Trying.
Can we call him Cocaine Mitch?
The Turtle.
The Turtle.
The Turtle.
Oh, another good
yeah.
Mitch. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a turtle on it.
Yeah, the Turtle. Yeah.
You know, we have a strict no politics policy on this program.
You know, I've seen your Twitter feed, and if you really want to get into it, we can. But...
I don't back any candidates.
I love you anyway, but some of that stuff.
What do you mean some of that stuff? My stuff is all sarcasm, for God's sake.
Okay.
I guess
I
you think
so.
Jim Acosta's you think Jim Acosta's a legitimate journalist? At least give me that Jim Acosta is not a legitimate journalist. Come on.
Tony, I've known you for many, many years, so I know not to engage on this topic.
All right. Trust me, I'm a political science major, so I have a right to my opinion.
Well, John,
you are and you do.
John, what kind of a coach do you think? Let's just say that for now that Brett Brown moves on, they move on from Brett Brown this week. What kind of a coach that's available do you see being able to work with what they have and make it better?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've seen probably the same names bandied about as you guys have. I've spent time around Ty Lue in the playoffs. I like him as a human being. I don't know that he's, you know, some great tactician. He did have LeBron James, so it's kind of hard to not to mention also Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. And like, so it's kind of hard to parse what kind of tactician he is. Kenny Atkinson is a name that you're going to hear a lot. I like Kenny. I think he's sort of a Brett Brown avatar. It's, you know, maybe an assistant here and there. I'd be surprised if Jay Wright leaves Villanova. Aaron McKee is an interesting name. I don't know if he's going to get a look. Look, my whole thing is there's probably five coaches in the NBA that are
Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.
Shoulders above everybody else, right? Everybody points to Popovich and Stevens and Steve Kerr, maybe D'Antoni. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got a bunch of guys who are just really bad and quite clearly so. And then in the middle, you've got a chunk of guys who are largely interchangeable, average to slightly above, say. And I think Brett lately has fallen into that category. And I don't know that swapping him out will necessarily move the ball forward all that much, especially as we keep saying with this personnel group.
Now, what about that bitch-ass white boy down in Dallas? What do you think, man?
He's good.
He's really good.
He's so good.
He's
right
really
now,
good.
Right now, would anybody is he bet? Well, let me start over.
Do it.
Joel Embiid, Luka Doncic. Your thoughts? Who would you take if you had a choice right now between? Doncic is only 6'7" and he's 230, so he's not a monster in the middle. But Who would you rather have?
It's Luka. I mean, I think it's pretty plainly Luka.
Yeah.
And look, I love Embiid. I think he's one of the best players in the league. And I think Simmons is very good as well. But if you're talking about superstars in this league, Luka is clearly on his way to being one, if not already one. And Embiid and Simmons are stars. The super component, I think, they haven't gotten there yet.
The Sixers better pick up their Slovenian their scouting out there. I mean, these guys are all coming. Slovenia. You look at these guys coming into the NBA and dominating now. 21-year-old guys from Slovenia. Where the hell are the scouts? Because I'd like to go out to Romania and Slovenia. Hey, not just for the basketball, but for the chicks. I mean, they got some talent.
Just send me to Czech Republic and Hungary. I'll do that part.
We do that too. Yes.
Yeah. We'll make a swing through Eastern Europe together. I think Vlade Divac is part of the reason why he's no longer the general manager of the Kings, is because he went with Marvin Bagley over Luka.
Yes.
He's a guy who obviously European, played in Europe for a while, has connections, and decided no, he wanted Bagley. And you know, also the Suns going with DeAndre Ayton. So that's two teams that passed on Luka when Luka was quite clearly head and shoulders above everybody else.
And that's the difference. I mean, when you have the number three pick like the Sixers did in the Embiid year, he fell into your lap because the two teams passed on him ahead of them because he was injured and he wasn't ready to play right then and there. So nobody had a problem with that, but it didn't take any genius to get Joel Embiid. It took two teams saying, you know, we don't want this guy because he's not going to be able to play for us. So all you Sam Hinkie guys who still worship this guy, as I said earlier in the show, if Sam Hinkie was so good, why was he forced out and then still doesn't have a job? I got a job with no sports. Sam Hinkie, in a league that's desperate for executives who know what they're doing, can't get a sniff.
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, I think that Sam has consulted with teams in various leagues, not just the NBA, but he's done some consulting with NFL teams as well. But the thing with Sam, and I wrote about this, you know, a couple of years ago now when he was at the MIT Sloan Analytics Conference, which is just a ton of people that you would love, Tony.
A bunch
of guys running around MIT.
Did they have the abacus? Did they have slide rules up there? What were they doing?
Abacus.
They all had pocket protectors. Yeah.
Pocket protectors, of course.
The old graphing calculators. It was fantastic. but I'd say he said that, look, it's got to be a right fit for him too, because he had a situation in Philadelphia that ostensibly should have been perfect for him. He had a team with a bunch of owners who made money with hedge funds and VCs who understand money, who understand numbers, who turned it loose to him and said, go and do this thing. And then like a year and a half later, they got cold feet and pulled the plug.
They didn't get cold feet. The NBA, Adam Silver told these guys, you're making our already tainted league look worse. Other teams have tanked, but not for four straight years. There's a difference between, hey, you know there's a guy you want to get, you stink, you put a couple scrubs on the floor, and you go out and get the guy. Not four consecutive years. That's the problem, John. The NBA said, Adam Silver said to these clowns here, the ownership group, you can't do this to our product. We already have enough people who think we're a smoke and mirrors league. Am I wrong here?
I like I said, I just love adjudicating the process many years after Sam. I think we should do it in perpetuity. I think that Harry probably gets first billing, or maybe Robin for your eulogy, but I want to eulogize you and talk about the process when it happens.
I don't care. The process is over, and I'm tired of hearing about it. Flush the process. Hashtag this. I want you to put this out on your account, and you tell Colleen to put it out on her account.
I will.
Flush
I will
the process
that.
Is the hashtag. Get Spike Eskin on the phone. Get all the 75 guys who have podcasts every night doing emergency pods tonight. Did you do an emergency pod, by the way, for Ringer on the process?
No, but for somebody who hates talking about the process, you spent a lot of time today talking
about
the
process.
No,
you know why? Because I got hammered for year after year from all these strappers coming at me. What do you know about basketball? What do you know? What would you do? I don't know. I'm not. That's why I'm not a general manager in the NBA. But I know one thing, the process was an absolute embarrassment to the city, in a city that does not tolerate losing. Win a Super Bowl the next year, the fans are turning on the team. No team, no ownership group has gotten a bigger pass than these strappers who own the 76ers, and the fans fell for it, and they're the dumb ones. They're dumber at the end of the day for trusting this whole farce.
I mean, that's a hell of a rant. You still got the rant. I mean, you still got that. I would counter by saying that it worked in that it gave them Joel and Ben Simmons, and then under the Colangelos together, their tenure, they had a ton of cap space, a ton of picks, a lot of flexibility. And then from Bernardgate on, they made every possible wrong decision. I mean, you could probably justify the Jimmy Butler move, but then you have to try to retain him, and they didn't. They spent, I think that they rightly identified that they needed a third star, mm-hmm. but Tobias Harris clearly isn't that guy. And then they went and overspent on Al Horford. So they had all of these things in their war chest. They just spent it on the wrong thing. So I don't know, the process set them up pretty well. They just played the hands wrong.
Yeah, that and some of their, you know, the draft picks over the years were absolute disasters, too. I mean, yeah. You know, you can go back.
I'm going to say this right now. This will be the last conversation on the process on today's
program.
This
is it. Good.
I got it out of my system.
Good.
I told all the strappers out there who are coming at me to come at me today. I'll put them on live. They can call the recorded strapper line. You want to call, John, you can call and get your friends. 856-818-4045. It's a recorded strapper line. You can leave your message, and then we'll play it back on the air if it's good. But make it funny. Don't give me one of these analytics messages that bores the public. I want juice. I want people who can bring the alacrity, the fun,
the
funk, and the passion, and all the other stuff that we do on this stupid show.
I love that you use strapper still.
It's a good word, man. I tell you, strapper, get rid of John. Get rid of John. Bring in strapper. Strapper's an underused word in today's vernacular.
I am on board with bringing back strapper. I still ride for John. I was thinking the other day also, remember back in the day, Harry, Tony, this might have, you might have missed this one, but when we used fat with a PH in Philly.
Yes.
I think we need to recirculate that one too.
No. Strapper is the word right now because it's right. It's evergreen. You can
we
use
have
it
t-shirts.
For a lot of, yeah.
We have the special strapper line.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah, we're all on board.
I want
the strapper.
One of those t-shirts. Ship me one.
Oh,
which
yeah.
one? The strapper one?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, man.
Please.
What are you drinking, man?
Vodka. It's early.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Yeah.
I knew I had to come on with Tony, so I poured myself a stiff one.
Right.
Good job out of you.
A little lunchtime
vodka. Well, you
better move
to Kentucky if you want to get Mitch out. I don't think you can do it from California.
I know. It's not looking good.
Not looking good? How would you know that? It's a Kentucky election with an old guy who's been in Congress 100 years like all these other strappers.
Talk about strappers. He should call your strapper line.
Maybe he would. He's welcome to. Anybody's welcome. We don't.
There is one thing politically that we can agree with.
What's
since
that?
You were mentioning a 100-year-old government. Term limits for everybody.
Exactly right.
Term limits. Everybody needs term limits
exactly
in government.
Right.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
That would be great.
Yes.
Look at that. We've come to an accord.
See? There you go. Super easy.
Middle East peace next.
Yes.
Well, no, I think we already achieved that last week, didn't we? For like the 100th time.
Middle East peace?
Yeah, there's always
a
peace report. Anyway, hey, Gonzo, great talking to you, man. I know you're going to tell your friends that you don't like me and you're going to get all your Hollywood buddies out there, you know.
I would never, ever say that. Everybody knows that not only do I like you, I love you. I love you both. I love all three of you. I have for many years. And I always will. I always will. Even though you continue to deride the process and you're continually wrong about that, I still have love in
the
my
process.
Heart
that word will not. The only time I will ever mention process again is when I open a pack of Kraft American processed cheese product. That's the only process I'll trust. Because even though it's not real cheese.
Velveeta, you're talking about?
No, that's anything. You look, open up, you look at
Kraft.
If it doesn't say real cheese,
mm-hmm.
it's processed cheese product.
Mm.
And that's what you put on your cheeseburgers. That's why I don't do Cheese Whiz. It's not cheese, John. That's why you don't get it. When I say wit, I don't want Cheese Whiz. I want real cheese.
So in other words, you're saying that anything that has process.
Exactly.
With
process
it
is a failure
is
everywhere.
Fake.
Everything
it's
processed.
Fake.
Processed meats are bad for you. They'll kill you. Huh? The word process should be removed.
You have a point, Tony.
Thank you. I'm just here to help the world. That's all. I'm trying to fix the world, and nobody's paying attention.
You're doing the Lord's work, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, John Gonzalez, look at him. Look at that man right there, Harry.
He's got great hair, man.
Say hi to Colleen. Goodbye. We love her.
Love you both.
See you guys.
There he is, Gonzo.
He's got great hair, man.
He does have great hair. That's good hair. That's,
yeah.
That's ringlets. That's what happens when you move to California.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened. I moved to California. I had all kinds of stuff going on mm-hmm. back in the good old days.
Now you're back here.
I'm schlepping down in Maryland, catching flounder off the coast of Delaware. I'm out there chasing chickens in the backyard.
Now, chasing
Tony,
chickens.
We did have some.
Is this an update?
We had some beautiful photographs of you with the flounder.
Yes. Did you see the pics, AJ? Hey, AJ, my son's
I
AJ.
Did.
Well, we cap four because in Delaware, see, the amazing thing about fishing. Like, if you go out in the ocean off the coast of New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
you're going to the same fishing spots, a lot of people.
Right.
So you're 12 miles off the coast of Delaware, but then you're maybe 15 miles off the coast of New Jersey. But if you catch flounder in the same spot, you could be a boat that's registered in Delaware or a boat that's registered in New Jersey or Maryland. There are different rules on what size fish and how many fish you can keep, even
what?
Though everybody's fishing in the same place. So if you are in Delaware, the size of a flounder has to be 16.5 inches to keep it and make it legal. So you catch it, you measure it, and if it's over 16.5 inches, you throw it in the box. If you're going back to New Jersey, you cannot bring that fish into New Jersey, and if they catch you, they will fine you.
So it doesn't, it's not about the GPS of where you caught it?
It's where it's your where boat you goes back to.
Wow.
It's not where you go. It's not how you start, as right. Allen Iverson once said. No, as Michael Vick once said. It's not how you start. It's where you finish. So a lot of boats register in Delaware so they can keep them. And that's why my son and his friend Mike's boat registered in Delaware. You take the fish back, and that 16.5 inches, so none of our fish were under 17.
Okay, so
so in Jersey, you got to go 20 inches
in
Jersey.
20, that's what I was going to guess.
20 inches, and that's why New Jersey is not perfect together with anybody. They got a bad governor, they got all these rules, and they're punishing fishermen who every fish is under 20 inches. So that means you don't get to keep them. And that's, you know what that is, Harry?
It's an outrage.
Thank you. It is Murphy's Law.
Jay Wright is trending on Twitter.
Well, he was trending on Friday when I said if the Sixers get swept.
Is that right?
He'll be the first name mentioned. We are way ahead of the curve, Harry. And we flattened the curve a long time ago, too. Stick around. Open lines, too. You want to call? 215-462-TONY. Live, local, and late breaking. It's the station of the people. Listen up, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home $1 million in cash. All you have to do is download the app and sign in using the promo code Bruno, then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good. Play good. Casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
We're back here. Miss Robin has come over here and yanked my internet down, Harry.
What happened?
No internet, no peace, Harry.
You lost the internet? Because I'm still on it.
What did you do, Robin? Then how come I don't have internet? Everything's just going around and around and around. You know, one on the top where it says untitled?
Yeah.
And it was Sam Hinkie.
It must be the curse of Sam Hinkie.
That's right.
Damn right. Jesus. Now, Robin yanked the internet from me. That's just today, but over the weekend. Harry, you got to be impressed with all of the skills that I possess. Out there fishing 12 miles in the rain.
Wow.
In the ocean, Harry. You were out there. Did you play golf Saturday in the rain?
I played golf Saturday, yes.
In the rain?
No, it didn't rain.
It was raining. It was raining constantly.
It rained Sunday morning.
Saturday is when I went fishing.
Did you see the Woj tweet from yesterday? It's about 23 hours old now, Tony.
No, I didn't say which one.
Where Boston beats Philadelphia in Game 4 to sweep the first-round series, and changes are coming for the Sixers. Here's the wording. Brett Brown is without internal momentum to return for his eighth season as coach.
Internal momentum?
A final decision could come soon, sources tell ESPN. Yes, momentum to return.
Oh,
that's amazing. That. It's a PR move.
Wow.
He's without momentum to return. How about he's getting his ass thrown out of here today?
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I actually put a poll up late last night I was down here when I came back from Maryland.
No, wait, you put the poll up.
I put the poll. Because you have to, when you put a poll up on Twitter, there's actually a poll thing you hit so that you give people choices. When you put a poll up and then you have people write in their guesses, you got to give them choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I put three choices up.
Yeah, I know how to do
when
it.
When will Brett Brown, you know, be fired? And I wrote, I don't remember what the three choices were. Well, he'll be fired on the tarmac in Orlando was one of the choices.
Before he comes back bubble.
I said 8 a.m. tomorrow morning when they return or on the tarmac. And I forget what the third choice was because I can't get into the internet now.
Well, I'm going to try to find it on your Twitter feed, but I am sure you tweeted about 6,000 times.
No, I didn't.
Since
I came in here, and I was getting ready for the show last night, Harry, because I came back from a great weekend at the swimming pool in Maryland with my grandson, watching him swim in the water at 6 months old, feeding him his first solid food. Those are the things that life matters about. Not strappers in the NBA, not idiots.
I was thoroughly entertained
this
weekend.
Not idiots like Montrezl Harrell, who can get away with crap that nobody else could. That's the problem. That's why I don't watch the NBA. I'm out on the NBA now.
I was thoroughly entertained.
I am out on the entire league.
Dude, how about Donovan Mitchell?
I'm not watching a single other game. That's it.
And Murray going at Jamal Murray.
I will not watch 1 second of any more NBA.
51 points.
Good for him,
Harry. 50.
I have your poll. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I can't even find it.
Okay, so at Tony Bruno Show. How will Brett Brown be fired from the Sixers? Choice number one, an 8 a.m. press release.
Okay.
Choice number two, left on the Orlando tarmac. Or choice number three, after a process pod wake.
Well, who's leading? Who's winning? What's the
Spike
result?
Askins got to do an emergency.
How about a guess from the boys here?
I'm going to say I didn't look at the poll lately.
Okay.
I'm going to say on the tarmac is probably the number one answer on the board.
That's a great guess.
I'll say after the podcast wake.
Another good guess, but surprisingly, we have an 8 a.m. press release with 45% of the votes.
That's significant.
Left on the Orlando Tarmacs in second with 29%. And rounding up the rear here is after a process pod wake at 26%.
There should be a process pod wake. All the podcasters together should gather on Broad Street, go down to this parking lot down at the sports complex, and march around the Wells Fargo Center carrying a Sam Hinkie banner. You know, like they do it in the, during Easter,
right,
when they have the novenas, the Stations of the Cross. And then they stop at each season of the tank, and then they go up there, and they stop, and they kneel, and they light candles in the parking lot. And Spike Eskin leads the way. And the Rights to Ricky Sanchez gang, all the lick face guys come after me on Twitter. Have you ever seen these strappers? They put hashtag lick face.
I know.
So you immediately know that they are absolute strap jobs. To the absolute nth degree of strapperage.
Strapperage. Ooh.
Strapperage.
Well, we've got odds on the next Sixer head coach, Tony. Did you see
this? Is this breaking news?
Yeah, this came in today from Bovada.
Yep.
Our buddy Jimmy Shapiro sent this to me.
Yes.
The favorite in the clubhouse at 3-1, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher his name, so I apologize in advance. Aimé Udoka. He's apparently an assistant on the current staff.
On the Sixers staff?
Yes. He's the favorite at 3-1.
You got to go out of house.
Well, I agree.
That's what the Flyers did. They finally went away from all the Bobby Clark gang and the whole bit.
Well, they did that with the college coach, too, and that wasn't a good move.
No, but then they brought in a coach who had nothing to do with the organization, a general manager had nothing to do with the organization, scouts, and got it done.
Kenny Atkinson and Teron Liu are the next favorite at 4-1, and then Jay Wright 5-1.
We said Jay Wright on Friday. Jay Wright's not going to take that job, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
The last time he was on, he said that he wasn't interested, but you know.
You know what I'm interested in, Harry, is helping people make money.
Exactly.
And DraftKings right now, they got a great prop tonight too. If you go to DraftKings tonight, the Lakers play again.
Mm-hmm.
And
can't wait.
Yesterday was Kobe Bryant's birthday. And so what they're saying, if the Lakers score over 81 points tonight, Harry, you can get action. It's the Mamba scoring special.
That's a lock.
They honor Kobe Bryant on this 8/24. You bet the Lakers versus Blazers spread. You get $1 for every point the Lakers score over Mamba's career high of 81, Harry.
Okay.
Are you in on that?
I'd be in on that because they're going to be, what do you think, Ross Dean, I'm 113, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's a lock. I mean, they're literally giving you money.
They're giving you some
Kobe
money.
Bryant.
Exactly right. And that's why we're in the DraftKings Sportsbook studio here. That's why we're in the DraftKings studio. Right there, it says it right there. DraftKings studio, Harry.
It's official.
They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports and the return of sports. They're giving away $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who's going to take home $1 million. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you have to do is download the app, sign up by using promo code Bruner, then enter Bruno, then enter DraftKings free football survivor pool. With the top prizes reserved for one lucky winner, everybody who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. Download the DraftKings app right now. Use promo code Bruner to claim your prize and your share of $100 million in instant giveaways. That's promo code Bruno only at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code Bruno to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for up to $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code BRUNO to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
In stereo, where available. Robin, what happened to your voice on that? Like little Cousin Brucey there. Did you hear Robin with the disclaimer?
I did hear that.
Remember Cousin Brucey?
He's back.
I know he is. He's on the 80s on 8, right?
Right, at WABC.
But he's also on Sirius XM.
Right, right.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the Lakers scored, 116 in Game 3 over the weekend where LeBron finally went off. They scored 111 in Game 2, and even the game that they lost, they scored 93.
Yeah, they get to 81 in
the third quarter.
Yeah. It's a lock. I mean, it's as Tony mentioned.
Unless they throw the game. Unless LeBron's reading another one of the books where he only – did you see the graphic?
Page.
there's a graphic somebody put up of LeBron who claims to be reading all these books. Mm-hmm. And every single picture, he's on the first page.
Well, he's got a lot of time on his hands in the bubble.
But how many times have you seen somebody reading a book that's claiming to be reading all these books, but he's only on the first page?
Well, they asked him about it. Did you see that?
No.
He had a book.
It was a Malcolm X book.
Right. I forget who the reporter was that asked him, but he basically called him out on it. He said, hey, what was your favorite chapter? Tell me a little bit more about in detail. And he just answered completely different.
Because he's not reading anything.
Exactly. He's not reading anything.
Why would they allow, by the way, talk about staged bits. LeBron sitting in his locker reading a book with the first page, and then a reporter asks him, hey, what do you think about Malcolm X? And he had no answer because he hadn't read the book.
He
hasn't read any book.
My other favorite thing is I'm a speed reader. I'm an amazing reader. Even I cannot walk and read at the same time, and he's doing it all the time.
Ridiculous, man. It's a scam.
Wow.
It's a scam. We're coming back. Chuck Cooperstein, he gets to watch Luka. We get to watch losses and no basketball coming back. So stick around. Whole bunch more. We got hockey talk, baseball talk, football talk, and how about some golf from Harry Mays? Stick around. That's all still ahead. Don't go anywhere, kids.